and all. Oh my goodness, we're back for another week. It goes by so fast. You know, I don't know if it's the older I get. I've had a birthday in the last couple of weeks. I'm not old, I swear to God. But here we are back again for another week. I hope you guys had a wonderful new year. Ours was great, super low key, hang out with the kids. We were only off for one day, but going back to work on Thursday felt like it was a 2-week vacation. It was just agonizing. Oh my gosh. But hey, enough about me. We're going to get right to our guest here because this dude needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one. He's back with us, former congressman, nationally syndicated radio host, friend of the show, proud friend of mine, and all around good guy. What's up, Joe Walsh?
You are old. Quit saying you're not old. You're old.
I know. Oh, my man. You know, well, yeah, geez. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm kidding. I'm good. I'm good. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you
Happy
too, man.
New Year, all of that stuff. It was nice to chill because a bunch of you know what's going to hit the fan in real short order.
It really is. It's going to get real fast. And we had a nice thing for the Surgeon General, gave us a nice gift to tell us all stop drinking. What the hell?
Yeah.
Who's that guy think he is, right? That. Yeah. Or she,
That ain't happening.
Yeah, no, yeah, right. It's like, oh God, thanks a lot for that. As much as I want to speak to you, we were going to talk about. I wanted to really talk about what's going forward in the Democratic Party and all that stuff. But I want to start here. You were on the House Homeland Security Committee, so you know a thing or two about this topic.
Yep.
What happens when the unthinkable happens, like what happened in New Orleans and Las Vegas? Take us through that as a member of Congress.
Well, and just like this is just such a reminder because 12 years ago when I joined that committee and got sworn in as a member of Congress, at that time, the biggest terrorist threat in America was what happened in New Orleans, Muslim Americans becoming radicalized and then committing acts of terror here on our homeland. 12 years ago, that was the thing. Mm. And it was the biggest threat. And we were all focused on it. And then 12 years go by. And, you know, to be honest, a few years ago, white supremacist terror, domestic terror, became the largest threat. But I think Americans began to believe, like the other one, Islamist terror, ISIS-inspired, Al-Qaeda-inspired terror is no longer a threat. It's always been here. And there were ISIS-inspired terror incidents when Trump was president. There have been a couple when in Biden's presidency. Yeah. So what happened in New Orleans is just a reminder that this is still a threat.
Yeah. How are members of Congress, is there a notification system that they get, or how does that happen?
Yeah, when something like this goes down, immediately every member of Congress is notified. And most members, there are different levels of kind of the classified information you can see.
Yeah.
And wherever you are at, whatever committee you're on, whatever seniority you have, you are immediately briefed on what happened and what we know, because we think it's only just like the president and the FBI and Homeland Security, but the members of Congress have really key roles to play, and they need to be privy to what's going on as well. So I can tell you, my friend, immediately after New Orleans, those lines of communication began.
And so there's meetings or whatever that they would have to, a call they got to jump on. And
meetings, conversations, private communications. So I can tell you that if I were still in Congress right now, I'd know exactly what went down, and I'd know what we know. Which is more than the American people know right now. But I think, to your question, I think we're going to find out that this was a lone wolf whose life took a crappy turn, and he became inspired by this radical Islamist ideology, This is the total ISIS playbook. They look for people like this who are down on their luck for whatever reason, and they get to them.
You know, and what I think is interesting is we see, you know, what's happening, and you see there's a horrific, horrific thing. You know, they used I don't want to say the right vehicle, but they did, you know, with an electric truck with the center of gravity is so low and it's so heavy and all of that, you know, but what's frustrating is you said yesterday that how do American people balance the fact that Donald Trump and their supporters have such a distrust in the FBI, intelligence agencies, all that? How can they continue? How can they, as in the intelligence agencies, continue in that effort while their very existence is called into question by the president and allies of Donald Trump?
That's a great question. And just the pickup truck thing, it was like when I heard that the other morning, it was like deja vu.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can remember 12 years ago sitting in on some of our classified briefings. And at that time, this was the ISIS thing to do. They would put out ads in their magazines about this is the most effective weapon. It's an automobile. It's a truck. You can more easily carry out what you want to carry out. So this has always been their biggest go-to is killing innocent people with vehicles. And again, it remains the threat. Look, 80% of Republicans no longer trust our elections system. Jeez. Donald Trump did that.
Mm-hmm.
80% of Republicans believe the FBI, the Justice Department, our intelligence agencies are like the enemy. They can't be trusted. Donald Trump did that. He's convinced almost half this country that our own people are the enemy. And I always go back to Helsinki, the summer of 2018, which, by the way, was my final straw. That's when I finally turned against Trump.
Oh, really?
When he stood. Yeah, that was the final straw. I went on my radio show that night, and I said, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that traitor is not reelected. That's when I began to lose my syndicated radio show.
The beginning
that was the moment. But that was it. That. He stood in front of the world, and he said, I believe Putin and not my own people. Trump has convinced his supporters that there's this thing called the deep state that's been after him from the beginning. It's so horrible. So you get like Senator Kennedy from Louisiana up there at that first.
That was disgusting. That was disgusting. For listeners, what Senator Kennedy did is he, and what a disgrace to his own name, by the way. There was CBS, ABC, and then some voice in the background said, and NBC is here, because the room is packed full of people. And the report, and this is like hours after, they're still sifting and cleaning blood off the streets of Bourbon Street. And they said, oh, and NBC is here on the right. And Senator Kennedy thought that was a good and appropriate time to say, oh, wow, what a strange thing that is. You know, because, well, NBC's on the right. Ha, 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 ha. 15 people are dead.
Idiotic thing to do. But then the most dangerous thing he said at that presser was, we're going to make sure we find out the truth. Yeah. I'm going to stay on top of the FBI to make sure we get to the truth. Again, reinforcing this notion that the FBI is not going to be on the up and up. That's all Kennedy was doing.
Yep.
I mean, that's just horribly irresponsible and dangerous.
Yeah, and to put that out into the ether that, you know, these intelligence agencies, what the hell do they have, you know, what's their motive to lie to the American people when a pickup truck, you know, plows through New Year's revelers, you know?
Everything goes back to Trump. And everything goes back to when Donald Trump first won in 2016, and the FBI and all our intelligence agencies knew that Russia screwed with that election to help get him elected. Everybody knew it. Even the people Trump brought in knew it. Everybody knew it. But Donald Trump wouldn't accept it because he didn't want anything to tarnish his victory. And so from that moment on, he has felt like the FBI and the Justice Department have been after him. And he's just spread this notion of the deep state that now is accepted gospel in the MAGA world.
Well, and what's so scary is even the people that, you know, had or have or whatever common sense, they will see this, they will listen to this. So elected officials who do know better, they know better. They know, you know, this is not some corrupt FBI or whatever. They know better, and they still do this.
They all did it. They were all echoing what Trump has said since New Orleans. Like, I was on CNN last night, and the president-elect puts out a tweet before we know anything, and he blames the open borders, and he blames migrants and immigrants. Before we know anything, I mean, just how utterly irresponsible, but this is who he is. This is what he does. He lies and he spreads fear. It's the same thing as they're eating your cats and dogs. They're responsible for what happened in New Orleans. All an utter lie. And it's Trump for putting it out there before he knows anything. But then you're right. All Mike Johnson, everybody else repeated it.
Yeah. And they know better. They know better. And Donald Trump tweeted, this is like during the fog of war stage, so to speak, you know, in the morning when they're still sifting through, he tweeted out, when I said that I see the criminals coming in, or excuse me, when I said the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, but it turned out to be true. Like this guy came through the southern border. Marjorie Taylor Greene blamed, quote, wide open borders for this guy who was a native from this country, you know.
Donnie Jr. did the same thing.
Yes.
Donnie Jr. tweeted out Biden's last gift to America, migrant terrorism.
Right. Yeah. We're here with Joe Walsh, and we're going to continue this discussion. I got another question about something that you said yesterday, and then we're going to talk about kind of the real reason I wanted you to be here to talk about what kind of impact do we have on politics going forward. So Joe Walsh, Mark Becker here on The Rational Revolution. We'll be right back. No.